بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. This is one fruit of the da'wah for the Salaf al-Salih that was manifested in the Baytul Maqdis, in the land of the prophets in Palestine. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve it from the injustice of the Jews. In the beginning, we remind ourselves of what Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah used to repeat, saying Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam was-sunnah. Alhamdulillah ala ni'mat al-Islam was-sunnah. All praise is due to Allah for the favor of Islam and Sunnah, for the favor of Islam which Allah bestowed and the favor of the Sunnah which He bestowed. Here's the story of a former priest or monk by the former name Daniel of Rome, and his current name is Ibrahim. May Allah preserve him and give him steadfastness on the path of uprightness. He said, I was a man from the people of Rome, son of a rich, very rich family, who lived his life in enjoyment and comfort, childhood and youth. Much of my youth was spent in enjoyment with friends, enjoying cars and prestigious ones, and I had wealth with me and money, could buy what I liked. Nothing was short for me. But even from that age on, I had a feeling that there is something really missing in this life, and that there is something kind of emptiness that I needed to fill. So not all of these means of life which are handy to me were my goal and target. So I went in the direction of deen, of religion, and I began to read the Injil, the Gospel, and go to church and busied myself with reciting the religious Christian books. From these books I began to find some answers to my questions, but yet incomplete and imperfect. I used to get up early each day and go to the beach, contemplating and pondering on the sea and reading the books and praying. 2 months after this, I became convinced that I am unable to carry on a normal life after becoming religious. So I went to my father and I told him, I cannot continue to work with him. And I went to my mother and my brothers and my brothers, and I told them, I decided to leave them, and I prepared my luggage and took the train, not knowing where I was going. I arrived at the city of Boulogne, and I joined a monastery there and went on top of a high mountain and stayed on its top for about a month, speaking to no one, only reading and worshipping. I stayed for almost 3 years, moving from one monastery to the other, reading and worshipping. Not like the other priests or monks who couldn't leave their monasteries, because I did not give the promise to become a monk in a specific monastery. And this promise normally prevents many from leaving these monasteries which they assign themselves to. After this trip, I decided to make another trip in countries other than Italy. So I began my journey, long journey, from Italy, passing by Slovenia, Hungary, Austria, Romania, Bulgaria, Turkey, Iran, Pakistan, and from there to India, all inland. I heard the Adhan. In Turkey, and I also heard the Adhan in Cairo on a previous trip. However, this time the Adhan in Turkey affected me, and I loved it. And on my way back, and at the Iranian Pakistani borders, I came to encounter a Shia person who invited me with his friend and began discussing Islam to me in accordance with the Shia concepts. And they mentioned to me the 12 Imams, and they didn't mention to me the Islam, the principle of Islam. Rather, they focused upon Shiaism and upon Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. May Allah be pleased with him. And their awaiting of their Imam for their deliverance, who will come, in their opinion, to deliver mankind. All of these discussions did not arouse an interest in me, and they were not answers to the many questions I'm searching for concerning the truth. So this person, this Shia person, presented me with the offer to learn Islam, quote unquote, in the city of Qum, the Iranian city of Qum. And as you know, this city of Qum is the leading city of their schools of Shiaism or Rafida. So they offered that I stay with them in Qum for 3 months for free. However, I continued my journey and I left them and I went to India. And when I stepped from the train, I saw people carrying lamps in the early dawn hours, rushing in the direction of the city center. So I followed them and I saw them making tawaf, circulating around a calf made of gold. There I realized that India is not the place for me to look for what I was looking for. Afterwards, I returned to Italy and I stayed 1 month, complete 1 month, in at the hospital, and I almost lost my life because of the illness I carried from India, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved me. Walhamdulillah, and all praise is due to Him. I left the hospital to my home and I began to think about the next steps in my long journey, the steps that I should take. So I became more determined to continue my search for the truth. I returned to the monastery and I began to practice the monk's life in one of the monasteries in Rome, where the chief monk asked me to deliver the speech of the word and the promise on that night. I really thought deeply, and in the morning I decided that I'm not going to give them this speech and this promise. So I left the monastery. I felt that there was something inside me pushing me to get out from the monastery. Therefore, afterwards, I decided to go to Al-Quds, Jerusalem, because of my belief in its holiness. So I left to Al-Quds inland, passing through the same countries which I passed earlier in my journey to India, until I reached Syria, Lebanon, Amman, and Al-Quds, where I stayed for 1 week in Al-Quds. Thereafter, I returned to Italy, and I had more and more questions. I returned to my home, and I opened the Injil, the Gospel, and I felt that it's a must for me to read the Gospel from the beginning. So I began with the Torah, going through the narrations of the prophets of Bani Israel, of the children of Israel. And through this stage, the true meanings of the message which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed became to crystallize, and I began to feel it. And this brought also other questions which I did not find answer for. I tried to find answers to these questions through my search in my library, filled with books connected to the Gospel and to the Torah. Thereupon, I remembered the sound of Adhan, which I used to hear through my trips. And thereupon, I realized that the Muslims believe in one God, no other God except Him. And this is the thing which I really believed. So I said, it's a must therefore that I should learn Islam. So I began collecting books about Islam. and with me was the glorious Quran translated into the Italian language, which I bought really through one of my trips, or which I bought on one of my trips. And after I read these books, I realized Islam is not as it is understood with many in the West, as a religion of killing and domination. Rather, I found it as a religion of rahmah, of mercy, and that I found it close in meaning to that true meaning of the Torah and the Gospel. So I decided to return to Al-Quds, because I believe that the Quds is the place of the previous messages. Received by the prophets. However, this time I took the plane from Italy directly to Al-Quds, I took the plane from Italy to Bayt al-Maqdis, and I dwelled in a place used by the monks and those who come to the Archaides, the Roman, the Armenian one, in the old city. I didn't carry in my suitcase except few clothes and the translated meaning of the Quran into Italian language, and the Gospel and the Torah. So I began to read more and more and compare between what's in the Quran and what's in the Torah and the Gospel. So I realized that it is close to the message of Musa and Isa alayhim as-salam, the true one. So I began to speak to some Muslims, asking them about Islam, until I met my dear friend Waseem Hajir, and we talked about Islam, and I met many friends and they used to explain Islam to me. And after that, Brother Waseem said to me that he will arrange for a meeting between me and one of the callers to Allah in Al-Quds. So the meeting was with the dear brother Amjad Salhab, and we had a good talk about Islam. And one of the most things that really affected me was the story of As-Sahabi al-Jalil, the honorable companion Salman al-Farisi, may Allah be pleased with him, because of the resemblance of my story to his in terms of searching for the truth. Another meeting took place with Brother Amjad and his companions, and from them was Fadilatul Shaykh Hisham Al-Arif Hafidhahullah, Al-Shaykh Hisham Al-Arif. And as you know, Hisham Al-Arif, as we know him, he is on the path of the Salaf, may Allah preserve him, and that he teaches at the Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Al-Quds. So there a conversation between me and him about Islam and its greatness took place. Al-Arif, Hisham Al-Arif. So this conversation took place about the greatness of Islam, and I had some questions and he answered them, and I continued to visit with Amjad, and Amjad used to clarify many of the issues to me. Thereupon I had two choices: either I follow the truth or reject it, and I could not reject after I believe that Islam is the right path. And during this time I was sitting alone, feeling that the moment has come to utter kalimatu tawheed, the statement of tawheed and the attestation of tawheed, and antuqa bishahada, to utter the shahada. And there my brother Amjad came, and the time of the adhan of salat al dhuhr had commenced. Thereupon I talaffadtu bishahada, I uttered the shahada, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan rasulullah. So brother Amjad hugged me and congratulated me on Islam, and we both made sujood of thankfulness to Allah for this ni'mah, for this favor. And he asked me to make a ghusl, take a bath, and to go to Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa for Salat al-Dhuhr, to go to the furthest mosque, Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa in Jerusalem, in Al-Quds, for Salat al-Dhuhr. And hunak, and there, وبعد انتهاء الصلاة, and after the Salah was finished, I met the Musalleen, the people praying, with the testimony of La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah, which Allah had bestowed upon me. And afterwards I began seeking knowledge, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided me to seek knowledge on the path upon which the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, may Allah be pleased with him, were upon. Walhamdulillah ala al-islami wa sunnah, and all praise to Allah for Islam and Sunnah. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. This is the story of Brother Ibrahim, formerly Daniel, the former priest or monk of Rome, and his acceptance of Islam after this long search for the truth. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from him and to give him steadfastness, and to give us steadfastness with him on the deen of the truth, and to guide those who are seeking the truth as well. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.